Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch. Today on episode number 31 of the Podcast Review Show, which you can find at podcastreviewshow.com/31, we're looking at Engaging Life and Leadership Podcast.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show. This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first-time impressions. You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips. Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
All right, welcome to the Podcast Review Show. It's been a while. Welcome back. And we have a new format. We got new hosts. We've got live people on with us. If you are new to the show, the one thing I always like to point out is what you're going to get here is a little thing we call an opinion. And the last time I checked, everybody has one. And if you agree with mine, great. If you don't agree with mine, by all means, go out to podcastreviewshow.com/31 and let me know that I'm full of crap. But the new format now includes the one, the only, don't be fooled by cheap imitations. That would be Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach from podcasttalentcoach.com. Eric, how are you doing, buddy?
I am very excited to be here, trying the new format. This will be exciting.
And one of the fun things of the new format is the fact that we actually bring the people on that we're reviewing. So now the question is, can you say those things to their face? And literally it is to their face.
Very brave people coming on to hear that.
Yes. And if you're wondering, where's the hammer? My wife is unpredictable in many aspects of my life, and this is one of them. So some weeks she will be here when she can. Other weeks, she will not. I'll just leave it at that. So this week, we are looking at Engaging Life in Leadership podcast. And according to their iTunes listing here, it's hosted by a male-female team. The show offers balanced perspectives and diverse viewpoints. It's dedicated to all people who want to transform their relationships, finances, communications, and work from mediocrity to magnificent. You won't find stuff and fluff here. We deal with significant life issues. Darren Dake is a business leader, national speaker, pastor, and author. His co-host, Anita Brooks, is a business coach, certified personality trainer. Did I say that right? Certified personality trainer. Yep. Because I need some personality. Efficiency expert, communications specialist, national speaker, and author. Our topics are relevant to everyday living and leading. You may not carry the title of leader, but we all lead someone. Whether it's your children, your spouse, our family members, friends, coworkers, and other or another person who hangs on your every... Boy, you guys have a long description. Every word in action. Here's our reminder. You are leading someone. The question is, are you leading well? We offer effective leadership skills, practical solutions, and real-life examples that are easy enough to remember and simple enough to apply. Our listeners are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners, presidents, CFOs, board members, faith-based leaders, pastors, household CEOs, and the everyday man or woman working their way through life. Send us questions and feedbacks to, this is where we learn that Dave can't read, especially when the font is this big in iTunes, with engaginglifeleadership.com, or direct them to Darren at darrendake.com or Anita at anitabrooks.com. Find author Darren Dake's books at his website, darrendake.com or Amazon, and author Anita Brooks' books at anitabrooks.com, Amazon, or find bookstores around the world. The following are strictly for SEO search results. I love this. If you're going to be honest about it, why not? Darren Dake, darrendake.com. And I could read the rest, but pastor, church pastor, business leader, leadership training, author, national speaker, Anita Brooks, anitabrooks.com, business coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many other keywords here that I won't read. But that's an interesting, I like that approach. It's interesting. It's like, hey, guess what? We're going to keyword stuff here. Enjoy. Titles include branding yourself to reach the customer. Let me maximize my iTunes here. Prosperity Mindset, Will Podcasting Grow Your Business or Church, with some guy named Dave Jackson. prospering in business, surprise interviews when personal problems affect productivity, and many, many others. You guys have 30 episodes in your iTunes feed, so you've been doing this a little while. And guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having us, Dave. We are excited about it.
Okay.
It's a pleasure.
So what we usually do here at this point is we kind of just let it roll. And you sent us, I think you just said pick anyone, if I remember right, whatever episode. So we're listening to episode number 37. That is, he said, Dave, called The Prosperity Mindset. So we're going to play a little bit of this, and then we'll take a break. We'll give a little comment of where we're at and get your feedback. So here we go. If you want to find this, the website again, Darren, is?
EngagingLifeAndLeadership.com.
There we go. And here is episode 37.
Hey, before I start the show, I want to take just a few seconds and share with you about our new Patreon account that's been set up to help you help us support the show. We've designed several rewards and bonuses for your support, like free copies of our books, special placements on our show, and ways you can earn ad space and even private coaching calls with Anita or I. To see how you can help, visit EngagingLifeAndLeadership.com/support. Now, on to the show. You're listening to episode 37 of the Engaging Life and Leadership Podcast with Darren Dake and Anita Brooks. On today's show, we're going to talk about, do you have a prosperity mindset or a mindset of lack? You might be surprised. Stay tuned.
You know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
All right, let's do this.
Balancing your life with productivity, managing your time and focus. Are you asking the right questions? Now is your time to break free and gain a new perspective of where life and leadership merge. Join us now with this episode of Engaging Life and Leadership.
You're listening to Darren and Anita.
Darren and Anita.
On the Engaging Life and Leadership Podcast.
Well,
okay, I'm going to pause here. Just so you know, your intro took a minute, 24 seconds. That's just a comment. Not a bad, not a good, just saying a minute 24 to get to you guys.
Hello and welcome to episode 37 of the Engaging Life and Leadership Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you lead with more focus, influence with more compassion, and achieve a greater balance in your life and your leadership. Whether you're a striving solopreneur, a church leader, or a small business owner, I can't even get that out right today, you'll certainly find a place in our show. Welcome to the discussion today. I am your host, Darren Dake, along with co-host Anita Brooks. Anita, how are you today?
I'm fabulous. It's almost spring.
You know, when I sometimes I get to talking so fast, my tongue gets in the way of my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying.
Well, it happens to all of us.
It does.
I've stumbled over a few words before. The really hard thing is like when you have this big audience in front of you, though, and you do that. Yep. I did that in front of almost 5,000 people a few weeks ago. So.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I'm human. You are too.
Yeah, I could click stop and re-record, but you know what? Well, this is real life.
It's authentic.
It's real life. So we just go with, and the thing, today we're going to be talking about having a prosperity mindset. And having a mindset of success or failure, it all starts with attitude and it all starts with your mindset.
You bet.
Any endeavor, whether it be financial, spiritual, family, it all starts with your mindset.
Exactly. We often can't change our current circumstances, but we can change our mindset, which will definitely impact our future circumstances.
So what brought us up to this topic? I know that in March we are talking about prosperity.
Profitability
mm-hmm. and prospering in business and things mm-hmm. like that. But this topic specifically, why are we on talking about the mindset part now?
Because nothing else can happen until the mindset. I mean, it's the foundation that everything is built on. If you have the mindset solid, and then everything else you build on it is going to be stronger in structure. But if your mindset, if that foundation is weak, then everything else is going to collapse and implode into itself.
Right. And we were talking about this, about an article that you had read. What, was it an Entrepreneur Magazine or Success Magazine?
Entrepreneur Magazine.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it was really interesting because they talked about three ways that you can add profit to your business. And as I read it, you know, sometimes there are those things that you're like, you just almost find yourself having a conversation with the page. That's what I'm just going, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Amen. You bet. I mean, that's how much I believe in the message. And I think that the author's name was Brad Sugars. Just like, you know, 5 pounds of sugar, only add an S to it. So Brad Sugars, and seems like a really great guy. I loved his voice in this article.
I don't know. I haven't read the article. You need to send that to me so I can read it as well. I know we've talked about the article, but I haven't actually read it yet. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be coming at this with a little bit more authentic conversation and not clouded by the article. But I agree with the concept of that, because it's like I say all the time, but it's all about attitude, and I already mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And it's all about having the correct mindset. And a lot of times we have to have that paradigm shift or that shift in mindset, because we as humans sometimes have too much lack mindset.
You're right. And yet we don't realize that we think that way.
Right. No, I agree. You're right. We don't realize it, because mm-hmm. it's just something we've had for so long, we don't realize that we're thinking in lack.
And there you go. There's the first 5 minutes of episode number 37 of Engaging. There you go. Like that. Couple things I liked about it. Number one, I love the kind of the like you said, you guys are keeping it real. Things like that. I liked your energy. Eric, anything that you pop out at?
There were a couple things that I really, really liked about the show. The first one is the fact that the entire show was really focused on a single topic, which really strung the show together well, really focused on the prosperity mindset. And every example that we gave throughout the show really supported that that topic. We didn't get off on crazy tangents, start running down rabbit holes. We really stayed focused. I thought throughout the show, both Anita and Darren, you both offered great examples of the, when you were going through all of the lists and the different bullet points and such, you offered great examples of each one and how it played in your everyday life. I thought the content overall was very strong and applicable to leadership, the overall philosophy of the show. And Anita, I think you sound incredibly personable and approachable and warm in the show. And I really enjoyed that as well.
Well, thank you. I take that as quite a compliment.
I like the, just listening to it again, I love the, you said I had a conversation with a page. I'm like, that's a cool phrase. I don't know why, just because I could see you doing that. It was a cool visual, which is always cool when you're doing with audio and things of that nature.
And I really did do that. I mean, I was talking to the page, just like you talk to a ball game sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I picked out a couple clips of things that I just went through and just kind of randomly went and said, okay, what was good and what was bad, or not so much bad, but things that I like. So I want to play you guys. It was a very encouraging episode, which again is kind of one of the things you're looking for. You're engaging and, you know, leadership and inspiring people to be leaders. And so I got a couple clips here about the phrase, don't give up. So let me go ahead and play these.
His number four is don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I applaud that one.
Don't Woo-hoo! Give up. I mean, you can never write a best-selling novel if you haven't typed the first word.
Exactly. Someone the other day was talking about there are some just a litany of very positive things going on in my life. And so someone posted on my Facebook wall the other day, wow, I can't believe, you know, how many amazing things are happening for you. And I had to comment back and say, you are so right. I am full of gratitude. And I also remember how close I came to missing out on it. I almost gave up because I almost let fear and naysayers stop me dead in my tracks. And I almost had my whole life pass before me, never realizing what potential I really had.
So I love that just because it was so encouraging. And again, I'm gonna play one other quick clip here. And the thing I liked about this is in many cases, you guys are playing on your experience. So here, Anita actually shares a story.
There are landmarks along the journey to success in anything. The first one is the start itself. I still remember when I went to my first writer's conference and one of the session speakers said, only 1% of aspiring writers ever succeed in getting published. And then they went on to say, because the other 99% give up and quit.
Wasn't that the truth? And so I just love that. When I heard that, I'm like, okay, cool. This is one of the things that when we went to New Media Expo this year, everybody said story, story, stories. And I'm like, there you go. There's a great way of taking a point that you're trying to make and making it personal. So, Mr. Johnson, anything you would like to chime in here?
Well, that's really what I base my coaching on, is telling great stories, because it reveals so much about yourself to your audience and shows that you're human. And Dave, you and I both listened to this show separately, and I too picked out that exact thing. It's that Anita told some great stories in this entire episode that really, I think that's what makes you feel approachable, Anita. I think that's what makes you really feel human and like one of us, is when you tell those great stories. And you had three or four of them woven throughout the episode, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, it seemed like an interesting, I don't know if you guys do this on purpose, but Darren would kind of bring up the point, and I think you had a list you were going through, and you'd kind of set it up and say, here's why I believe this, or something like that. And then Anita would take it and just spike it over the net with a cool story. So it made kind of a nice tag team approach to that. That's one of the things that stood out for me in terms of your content. And do you guys have fun doing your podcast? It sounds like it.
Oh, we have a lot of fun doing the podcast.
Okay. He blindsides me way too often.
and when, you know, the way we do our show is we do have a format, of course. And if we have 5 points or 10 points we want to go through, we do prepare that. And we have an outline for the show. However, we try, obviously people know we have an outline because we say, you know, point number two or whatever, but we try very hard to make it conversational. And so, you know, sometimes one of us will flub up or I'll throw something, you know, an oddball at her or she'll at me, but we stick to some type of a pattern so that we can get to an end, but we try to make it as conversational as we can. We don't want, we're not interviewing each other. We're just trying to discuss the topic.
And the stories actually are not pre-written. So that is the one very spontaneous part of what we do. We each just end up having things that come, you know, to our mind as we're talking, just like we would if we were having a cup of coffee or something. And it just happens naturally.
Yeah. You know, seriously, if we're going to go over 10 points of such of something, we'll have the 10 points and we might have a sentence under each point or two. But all the rest of it is just based on our experience or what we know or think about. It ain't scripted except, you know, maybe those 4 or 5 points. Everything else is just off our experience.
I think one thing that makes the show easy to follow, Darren, is the fact that you drive and Anita chimes in with a bunch of great content around it. A lot of times when you hear two-person shows, the two hosts don't want to step on each other's toes. A lot of times there will be this give and take, but nobody really drives and pushes it forward because they want it to be a 50-50 show. And if you don't have somebody driving, then the show tends to stall out and lose momentum. And I like the fact that you drive the show and you really keep things moving forward and keeping that forward momentum throughout the show. It keeps it moving.
Yep. Thank you. That's kind of our plan.
And it makes it much easier for me as well because I can just follow that. It goes smoothly.
All right. So the other thing I thought we could talk about here is let's go back to your intro. That was the one thing when I listened. For me, I just have a note here that says, I was introed to death. Well, first you had your Patreon thing, which I have a clip about here. We'll talk about that in a second. Then after the Patreon, you had the cool intro deep voice guy who explained what the podcast was. And then you came on and told me what the podcast was. No, actually, before that, after the big guy, then you had a thing that said you're listening to Darren and Anita. Then you came on and told me what the podcast was. And I was kind of like, okay, I got it. Can we get to the podcast now? And I would either have the big voice guy maybe say some of the stuff you're saying, or I just somehow it just seemed like it was like, and here's the whoop, 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 cool sound effect. I'm like, cool. And then it was like, all right, just hold on. Now you're listening. So it just, to me, it was cool. And I was really impressed the fact that obviously you guys, you know, put out some money on Fiverr or Music Radio Creative or whoever to get the intro. But it just seemed like it was like, here's the intro and then another intro. And oh, by the way, you're listening to Darren and Anita. And then it was kind of like, so that's why I stopped it. I'm like, okay, we're at a minute and 24. And that was before you had said, here's the podcast. Now that's one side of that. The flip side of that is by the time you got to it, I knew exactly what I was getting into. So you did a great job of explaining, here's what the podcast is about. It just seemed like I got that a couple of times by the time. It was like, yeah, okay, I got it. Leadership, and let's go.
I felt the same way. I felt the intro was a bit long, and not because of the donation thing at the beginning, but it started with Big Voice Guy, and then it had some movie drops, and then it came back with Voice Guy again, and then it came in with you guys saying kind of the same thing Voice Guy said. And it's not bad that there's all of those multiple layers to it. It's when we were talking a little bit about momentum earlier, I think the show open loses momentum because we start repeating the same thing. We have the same sort of slug line in there about three or four times. And then Darren, when you come in and you go through your intro, it's like you're trying to be everything to everybody. You know, it's everything from church leaders to solopreneurs to small business owners to moms running the household. You know, it's like we're trying to be everything to everybody. And I think it would streamline the intro a little bit and focus your content a little bit more if you picked one particular leader to focus on. Though your content will still be applicable to all leaders in general, if we're focused on a particular style of leader, maybe it's somebody who leads a group of 10 people, whether that's in a church or a business, it really doesn't matter. They're still leading a group of individuals. But if we're saying, okay, if you're a solopreneur, you're trying to be a leader, but if you're a leader of a department of 10 inside of a corporation, you're a different kind of leader, but we're all trying to get the same leadership content to the same person. I think streamlining that intro and really focusing on a particular kind of leader, your content will still be applicable to all of the other leaders, but we're now focused on who we're talking to. In my show this week in Podcast Talent Coach, we talk about really focusing that audience member, because you're going to talk to a 56-year-old female business owner with a staff of 12 differently than you're going to talk to a 19-year-old kid in college who's starting an online startup out of his dorm room. Your content will be different. The way you talk will be different depending on who you're talking to. So I think if you really focus that one individual and then streamline that introduction to that individual, it'll help that intro move a little quicker and it'll help your content be a little more focused.
Who do you guys see as your main, like your, if you, what's the buzz phrase, your avatar, right? Who's your main listener?
Well, our main listener, and of course we've been trying to niche, but our main listener would be someone of the Christian faith in a leadership role, but that's not very niched.
Well,
yeah, we need to get more focused than that. We need
I'm going to be a Christian business leader myself.
Yes.
Does that get mentioned in your intro though?
Not business leader, no.
But does it mention Christianity though? Is it like, do I get that from your intro?
No.
Because it was interesting, because then later in your show, Anita said, well, I know we're mentioning the Bible a lot today. And I was like, but it sounds like you guys kind of expect it to, because everything was, right. Which was cool. I mean, from my aspect, I'm like, you go, brother. But it's like, I don't know if I would have, you know, is your audience surprised based on your intro that now you're throwing in kind of a faith-based thing?
Well, if they've listened to more than one or two shows, they know that every show has some biblical prospect to it. I mean, some biblical reference is normally in every show.
But Dave's right. It's not in our intro.
It's not in our intro. No, right. No. And our intro has grown. The problem is when I started the show a year ago, well, not quite a year ago now, but 10 months ago or whatever, I started out solo. So the Big Voice Guy with the movie cuts was there. And at the end, it said, you know, you're listening to Engaging Life and Leadership with Darren Dake. Well, then when we changed the show over to a co-hosted show, that got cut and we added the other part with Darren and Anita. So that kind of grew that intro out. And so what needs to be done is that it just needs scrapped and a whole new intro come in. And that was the first time I'd done the Patreon ad for that show. So that added to that. You're right.
Gotcha. And speaking of that, let me play. Here's your explanation of that. So
the mindset of prosperity against lack when it comes to money holds a lot of people back from prospering, mm-hmm. from trying to do more, because they have this mindset of lack and they're afraid to ask for money for something. And here's a good example. Our show right here. our show, and you heard the promo in the beginning, and this the two are absolutely not related whatsoever. It just happens to be uniquely aligned here today. But, you know, we've started the Patreon account so that our listeners can support the show. The show's going to go on whether we have a support or not.
Right.
That is not the issue.
We will support it, if nothing else.
We have been supporting it.
We'll continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to support it. Because our interest in doing the show is not to get you to pay us to do the show, to give the content.
Right.
But there are people that want to support the show. Mm-hmm. So we have to get over the mindset of, should I ask for money? So we're given an opportunity for them to do that. So we have to have the mindset of, if people want to support the show, that's their right to do so. They're blessing our show. Then that gives us the ability to do more. More video training, more bonus audio, because once the expenses are covered, we can take on new expenses. It's hard for us to take on new expenses but we have to get over the mindset of, I shouldn't ask for money. Just like a speaker. Are you worth $100 an hour, $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour? Ask for too much, you don't get the job. Ask for too little, well, obviously they're not a very good speaker. They're not asking for much.
Right.
You have to have a mindset of, I am valuable. I am worth a certain amount of money. And this is what I base it on. But if you got a mindset of lack, then it's the glass half empty all the time. You never have enough of this. You never have enough of that. You're never worthy enough. You're never consistent enough. And you'll never, ever get on the road to actually succeeding at anything if you don't get over that and get over the fear of asking for profits.
So I like this clip because here again, you guys are pulling on your experience and you're kind of saying, look, we practice what we preach. So I understand that point. And this is the hard thing about this. If you listen to the Mark Marons, the Jay Moores, I don't listen to Adam Carolla, but I'm sure he probably does. It seems like all the quote, big, big, big podcasters are all stuffing their intros with advertising. And Eric, I'll let you chime in here with your note.
This was the first episode of the show that I listened to. Ah. So right out of the box, it was, hey, we've launched a donation page. Hop online and donate if you'd like. And leading with that right up front before the intro of the show felt to me like asking for a kiss before you've even introduced yourself. And I was like, when I was listening to it, it's like, hey, donate to the show. And I'm like, whoa, I don't even know the show yet. Slow down there. You know, so I just felt that it might have been better placed a little further into the show, a little deeper in the show. Once we got to know each other, once I started believing in the content and enjoying what you do, then it might have been more appropriate to roll out. I don't have any problem with shows asking for donations. I think you just have to be careful that you always have brand new listeners coming in, whether it's episode 3 or episode 300. There's always somebody new coming through the front door. And that intro, that the first thing through the speakers, those first 2 minutes when you have the opportunity to really catch, hook, and engage that listener, make sure it's the best right up front. If the first thing I hear is donate to the show and now here's a minute and a half intro and we're 2 minutes into the show before I'm getting any content at all, you run the risk of them hitting stop and going and finding another podcast to listen to. So just be careful how you structure your content.
Yeah, and it is hard to, because on one hand, you want to get it in early because if you look at your Stitcher stats, you know, we're losing people, you know, 70% into the show. So if you put it at the end, does anybody hear it? So it is a hard balance of where do you put that? And that's where I think what you're saying is like maybe in the middle. I know Jay Moore.
And it maybe doesn't necessarily need to be deep into the middle, but if we open the show, we have a quick open, a 60-second open, like a typical show has. Today on the show, we're talking about the prosperity mindset and how we get into it, and here's what you can expect on the show. We found a great blog that has a couple tips. We have a couple tips of our own, and we're going to show you how to turn into profit. Before we get into it all, though, we want to tell you that we just launched yada, yada, yada. So now we're already into the show, and now I'm telling you about how you can donate through our Patreon account, and then we're into the content. But at least we're into the show a little bit. You know, I've at least brought you into the living room and sat you down with a drink before I'm saying, oh, by the way, you got a 20 in your wallet? Because we'd love to have it.
And here's the one thing I love about this new format is I used to have to guess, and now I can ask, how do you guys add your ID3 tags, which is the information inside the MP3 file? Do you use iTunes? Do you know what you're using by any chance?
Yeah. Well, it's through LAME MP3 recorder, MP3 encoder. That okay. makes sense.
So you're just doing it like out of Audacity?
Yes.
Ah, here's the bad news. The good news is most of your information was there. The one thing that Audacity does not put in there is your image. So I was greeted with the proverbial gray music note of death. Which,
well, and that's when you're listening on the computer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So on, and actually speaking of your album artwork, it looks like, which is not a huge deal, it was something I would definitely be investigating. You're still using Feedburner, and right now your artwork in iTunes, the good news is, it looks like you had somebody develop this, but they shrink it down so small, I can't read your tagline in iTunes. I can see the podcast mastermind and your kind of three-word phrase there, and I can read very easily, you know, engaging life and leadership, but whatever your tagline is, you can't read it in the actual iTunes. And right now, when I went to your RSS feed in Feedburner, well, basically, you're feeding that feed to multiple places. One of them is Stitcher. So right now, if you look at your podcast in Stitcher, you have no album art there as well. So it's showing up in iTunes, which is good, but your album artwork is MIA in Stitcher. And if you download your episode, which most people do in iTunes, if you're doing that, or if you're on that, you just get the gray music note. And it's not a huge deal. It doesn't stop people from consuming your content. The problem is if everybody else tags their files properly and that little artwork comes up, when yours doesn't, it just kind of looks like, ooh, what happened with this guy? So
and that makes a good point, Dave, because the small tagline, which you can't read in the iTunes logo, which I've got the podcast app, and so I do realize what you're saying because that is small, would answer the question you asked a while ago, because that tagline says, discussing relevant answers for Christian men and women in leadership.
Ah, see, that needs to be bigger, because I answered
that question you talked about.
Yeah, that would do it, because I pulled it up in iTunes and was like, oh, cool, and I can see it. And I can see, you know, Darren Dake and Anita Brooks and podcast mastermind coaching, but that line underneath of it, I got new glasses. I'm like, I can see leadership, something. Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to read line 4 on the chart. And I'm like, yeah, not going there. You're not going to make it, unfortunately. Now, that's me. I'm old. So, you know, maybe a young whippersnapper might not have a problem. But
That's a great line, though. It should be in your introduction, too. That's a solid line.
Sounds like we need to get a hold of Mike at Music Radio Creative and have something redone.
Now, and the other thing I ought to say, kudos to you right now for still appearing tonight, because right now you're actually having a technical issue with your website. And so normally I would be looking at it and giving some more notes. Now, I do have notes here about it. First of all, I liked your website. It's not, when you go to it, it's easy to listen. It looks like one of your objectives is to grow your email list. So it was easy to get on the list. It was easy to subscribe in iTunes. I didn't have to look for anything. Everything was above the fold that was some sort of action item, whether it was sign up for your newsletter list, click here to go to iTunes, you know, or listen to the show. My favorite is when people have me click 3 or 4 times just to get to a play button, and yours was right there. Some of the stuff that I looked at was like, okay, you have an on-air button in the upper left-hand corner that doesn't really do anything, which is fine because it shows it's kind of the microphone, which ties in with your branding. So that part I was kind of like, okay, I'm like, just if you ever get scrunched on stuff, though, that would be one of the things I lose because it doesn't do anything. But it does support your brand. So I shouldn't say it doesn't do anything. The one thing I already pointed out for you, which you've already fixed, because when I saw this, I was like, oh, I got to let him know now. And you were having a problem with your contact page. It looks like you were using some sort of plugin that was having a bad day.
Yeah, and it's been fine up until that morning. You sent me that email, and I had it back up in like 5 minutes. I don't know what happened, but it was down. But
that's the joy of, you know, plugins from time to time. The one thing I saw, and when I went back and listened to it, when I looked at your file, you were definitely louder than Anita was, but I quit listening with my eyes and listened to my ears, and it didn't make me adjust my volume. It wasn't like I was like, I can't hear her. So in my world, when I listen with my ears, if it doesn't make me adjust the volume, the fact that you were 3 dB louder than she was, you know, some people squash their audio so much that everybody's flatlined, and which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I first looked at it, I was like, wow, we have some different volume levels here. But in the end, it didn't make me adjust anything. So Eric, any comments on their audio quality? Or
when I was listening in the car, I didn't notice any difference at all. Yeah. I actually thought the two of you were in the same room and things were rolling naturally. I didn't notice anything wrong with the audio. I listened through the website link on my iPhone, and it pulled it up in a player on my iPhone. And the only issue I had with the player is I couldn't rewind. When I listen in iTunes, I can hit that backwards 15 seconds thing. So when I miss something, I can go back. The player that popped up on the website didn't allow me that. I had to kind of scroll with my finger and it would go back like 3 minutes. And I'm like, no, I don't need to listen to 3 minutes. I only want 30 seconds. But other than that, I thought the audio quality was great. I thought the production values were good. Though the intro's convoluted, I like the fact that there were some, I like the Ferris Bueller clip in there. I thought that kind of added some depth to it. I thought that was a nice little touch. And overall, I thought the production value was great.
Yeah, and Eric had mentioned this earlier, and obviously you guys have already said it. It's obvious that when you guys hit record, you've got notes in front of you. You know where you're going. There's not a lot of, as much as there's spontaneous conversation, it's planned spontaneity, if there's such a thing. And
one thing I want to have you take note of, though you have the notes in front of you, you went through, I don't know, 3 or 4 different lists in this particular episode. There was a blog entry and he had 5 points or something like that. And then you had another thing, the entrepreneur article, I think, had some bullet points. And then you had your own bullet points for profitability. And then you had another 3 bullet points for something else. Remember that the audience doesn't have the list. They don't have the notes in front of them. So recap, especially if you're going to give multiple lists in an episode like that, recap which list we're talking about. There was one point in time where you were talking about the blog, and he had 5 great points about prosperity. You gave his name at the beginning of the segment, and then you kept just referring to he, and then he had this, and then he said that, and then he's got this other thing. And at the end of it, you never kind of recapped it. You never said, all right, there's the 5 points of whatever it was we were talking about, and the guy's name is such and such, and we'll have it in the show notes. You said we'll link to it in the show notes, but you never kind of recapped it and gave me the thing. I felt that the lists kind of got a little difficult to follow along because there were so many of them, and we never recapped them all at the end.
Yeah, this episode had more lists than we ever had before.
Listorama.
It was great content. It was just, it got like about the 4th list. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. My lists are running together.
And the thing I thought was interesting is, again, Eric and I listened to this at different times, and I had made some notes, and you don't have a lot of crutches. I mean, I have my own. I love to say right, and there you go. We all have our crutches. And the one I noticed was, we've talked about that before.
Oh, we talked about that before. Yeah, that was one that I brought up too, Dave. It was like, I haven't been here before. So the fact that we talked about it before kind of makes me feel left out, like I'm not part of the group. You know, when you say, yeah, we've talked about this before, you should, whatever it happens to be. And we didn't really explain it. And I thought, well, man, now I don't know where we're going, what we're talking about. And I feel left out. I don't feel like I'm part of the group. And even if you just recap it a little bit for those that have heard those past episodes, it's just kind of a refresher course for them. They say, oh yeah, I remember that back in episode 17, we talked about that. And for those that weren't here, now we've brought them up to speed.
And one of the things to keep in mind is, I believe the last Edison research said we're somewhere between, depending on which demographic, somewhere between 68 and 75% of adults have smartphones. If you go down to like 24 and down, it's like 75%. I think if you go up to 55%, it's like 68% have a smartphone. That's great. Unfortunately, we're not at 75% of people have listened to a podcast. So with that in mind, on one hand, I don't know what the number is. I want to say it's 30-something. It's 30-40% of people have listened to a podcast, which means we've got about 30% of those people left that have a smartphone who haven't even listened to their first one yet. So we do have to keep in mind that we've got some new people coming on board.
I think last I read, Dave, 67% of all statistics were made up too.
There you go.
So I can't remember exactly, but I was just thinking that that's what I read.
That's awesome.
That's it. Based on my research, 99% of this is coming out of my butt.
Yeah. Can I steal that?
Awesome. All right. Well, the last clip I thought I would play was just the end of the show. So let's see. You started off good. Obviously, the well-made, the structured, maybe a little, you know, it went different places with your intro, but let's talk about your ending.
Well, again, we've blown through almost an hour. We can't really get much of anything discussed in an hour.
I just hope we're helping people.
You know what? We're hearing that we are.
Good.
You know, we get those comments. And again, we would like to have your comment. If you've stuck with us this long, again, through this, give us your comments, not only about the show and the content of today's show, but anything that you have to share about maybe future shows you'd like to hear about or past shows. There's always a comment section in the show notes that you can contribute to. And if you have a question specifically about profits and profit margins or our ability or even, you know, what qualifies us to talk about this, shoot us an email. Ask us those questions. If there's a question that you would like answered on air, let us know that. You can also go to the website, engaginglifeandleadership.com, and on the right-hand side is the red banner. You can click on that and leave us a voicemail if you have through your iPhone or through your computer's microphone. And leave us a voicemail, and if you want it played, we'll do that. Be sure to leave your website and blog information. We'll obviously keep that on the show as well. And we want to hear from you because we like hearing your comments and your questions, and we're here to serve you, so let us serve you. We've got a lot of new things coming up. We talked about the app, the new app.
Yeah.
We talked about Patreon. We're going to be in Dallas in August at the Podcast Movement Conference.
Yes, we are.
So
that's pretty exciting.
Yes, yes. And so hopefully that we'll meet up some of you guys. If anybody out there that's listening that is also a podcaster and they listen to our show and they're going to be at the Podcast Movement show in August, drop us a line. Let us know. We would like to meet up with you there and get to know you just a little bit better. So some final thoughts on what... You know, I think maybe we've driven it home here, but I think mindset's the biggest thing. Anything else on this topic?
It is. And again, going back to the thing we've discussed so often, but we just can't say it often enough or loudly enough. Give yourself permission to do what God says it's okay to do. Sometimes we humans put a lot of limitations on us that are not mandated in the Bible. But if God says it's okay, I know for me, I am giving myself permission to say that I don't know any better than him. I'm not smarter than he is. I'm not going to try to outthink him. I'm just going to say okay and run with it.
Yes, yes, I agree 100%. One last thing, we are through the month of March here still giving away our Productive Leader ebook.
Yes.
As part of our e-training series, you can get that for free by going to engaginglifeandleadership.com. And on the right-hand side bar, you'll see the tab there to receive that ebook for free. You can sign up with a Facebook click. It's one click. Sign up with your Facebook. The book will be emailed to you immediately. The only thing we retain is your email address so that we can thank you and contact you later. But anyway, we won't spam you at all.
No.
But we'll certainly send you updates and things like that. And if you don't like it, unsubscribe. It doesn't cost anything. And you keep your ebook for free. But we, throughout the month of March, we want to make sure that you know that is still available. And we invite you to get that. So as we come to the end here again, two things you need to do this week. One, be kind.
That's right.
And two, get a prosperity mindset. Again, be action oriented, be action driven and results oriented. That's what I meant to say. And just get up and do it. Get up and do something. You'll be prosperous in the end if you'll just change your mindset. Until next week, everybody, be blessed.
There we go. So now if I was listening in the car, I wouldn't bother me a bit. It's just you chatting at me. But in terms of effectiveness, number one, we have 10 seconds of nothing here, which is fine. But if I'm listening in the car, I'm like trying to find my player now to hit the fast forward 30 seconds. There we go. So we went from call to actions, contact us, email us. We want to serve you. Great. Oh, by the way, here's some more breaking news. We're going to be at, we've got the app coming out. Don't forget about that, which was a recap, which was good. Just these are all kind of like, in my opinion, a little out of place. So we had a quick recap by the news. We're going to be in Texas. We're going to do that. Then you went back to any final thoughts. So then Anita wrapped that up really cool. And then it was like, oh, one more piece of news. Then we went back to another call to action. And I was like, okay, I think we could have rearranged those a little bit. Eric, any thoughts on that?
I agree. At the end, what's the one thing you want your audience to walk away from the show with? What's the one thing you want them to do? That's what you need to close with. Make that strong call to action right there at the end. Don't give them a lot of decisions to make, because then they get into decision paralysis. They get into that decision paradox. There's psychological studies that show if people are given the smallest, easiest decision to make, they don't make it. It's like when you're driving down the street and you see a pothole coming from you. If you verve a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left, you miss it, but you freeze and you drive right into it. And you're like, man, all I had to do was move a little bit and I would have missed it. But you had to make a decision one way or the other. And rather than risking being wrong, people will just make no decision at all. So if you give them too many decisions to make at the end with your call to action, they'll make no decision at all, because that's the safest thing to do. So pick one thing you want them to do, one thing you want them to walk away from your show with, hit them with it at the end and call it good. Put a nice bow on it and move along.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of podcasters, myself included, are guilty of this. And what I want to do is I've been trying to tell people, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And then there I have things like, you know, click here to use the SpeakPipe button. Be sure to leave your name and your website address so I can give you a plug, and those kind of instructions. But that way I'm giving them one thing, you know, here's my website.com/contact, and then have all those things there for them. Cause it does. It's so easy to just go, oh, and don't forget to do this. And while you're at it, you know, give me a thumbs up in Stitcher and vote for us in Podcast Alley. And in the end, people are like, look, I just want to go to the next podcast.
If you can get them to the website, you've won the battle. You can have all the information you want there, whether it's contact via email or fill out a form or call us or SpeakPipe. You can have all of the decisions there, all of the choices. But with your call to action on the podcast itself, send them one call to action, go to the website. And once you get them to take that action, you've won. You've got them to the website. And that's the whole purpose. That's the whole goal.
And just from a listener point of view, the one that stood out to me that I was like, oh, I might have to check that out, was the free book. When you guys said free book, and I was like, oh no, hold on. What's the free book about? That got my attention. So everybody loves free stuff. And
speaking of the books, that's one thing I missed in the show that I really wish you would have taken more advantage of. You, both of you, have amazing resumes and abilities and skills and experience and books. And that doesn't come out a lot in the show. Your credibility isn't very present in the show. You talk about working with clients and a client that you've had in the past and discussions you've had with clients, but you really don't play up that foundation. You really don't tell your story on the show much, so that I get to know you and trust you and value your opinion. Yeah, Darren, apparently you're a pastor. I had no idea until Dave read the bio from iTunes. When I go to search for podcasts to listen to, I just search through iTunes until one grabs my eye and I hit play. I don't think I've ever gone and read the whole bio backstory about page on any podcast. I just listen. And if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I find something else to listen to.
Right. And I know that we have put our things throughout our shows, you know, those facts will come up, my book, Anita's book, or you know, whether she may be out of the studio one day because she's actually out of town speaking at a book signing or whatever. Those things come up. In this particular episode, it didn't. But I guess it goes back to that whole mindset of I don't want every episode to be self-serving. So we're a little cautious on that, you know.
I don't think it needs to be self-serving, but the example where Anita was talking about, she was talking to a client, just a little piece of information in there, where Anita might say something like, as part of our daily business, I coach leaders on how to be better leaders. And the other day I was talking to one of my leadership clients and we were having a discussion about the prosperity mindset and here's where we went. So it's just, she's not really tooting her own horn or making it all self-serving or self-promotion, but just a little line in there kind of shows your standing, you know. It's not saying, oh, by the way, I have 4 books out, go buy them.
Right. And there's where the difference comes in that, there's a new listeners every single episode, but I know that some of our listeners had listened regularly at every episode. So I guess my mindset is, if we keep saying this, they keep hearing it, and listeners going to say, how many times are you going to tell us that you wrote a book?
Well, great broadcasters and great podcasters find ways to say the exact same thing in different ways, using different words. I always use the example of Dave Ramsey's show. Dave Ramsey's entire show is based around 7 baby steps.
Selling your car is the first one.
Every single call is, well, let's walk you up the baby steps.
Yeah.
It's the same call after call, show after show for the past 20 years he's been doing it. And it's the same thing every call, but he just finds different ways to say it. And it's different context. It's wrapped in a different cloak each and every time. But it's the same information. It's the same content. You know, you get to the point where you can answer the question for him because the answers are the same. He just finds different ways to do it.
There's a reason we call the lottery the stupid tax. So the other thing I found on your website that was when I went through your bios, and again, this kind of goes into what depends on what you're looking to do here. You sent me to your individual websites to find your books, where I then had to search again. And I was like, you might want to say, here's my bio and here's links, you know, instead of sending me to your website where I then find your book, put links to your books right there. And there wasn't anything wrong with your other websites. It was just like, oh, now I've got to find it here. And I just thought, well, if I'm already interested and I've got you, you've earned my trust. And I'm like, wow, these guys really know what they're doing. I want to buy something. I was like, oh, now I got to hold on. I go over here and I've got another newsletter sign up. And I was like, you know, you might want to think about, you know, putting a link there directly to Amazon to get your book. But yeah, that was in the end there. You even say, if you want to ask us why we're qualified, I forget what the actual verbiage you said there. And I thought, that should be somewhere in the intro as to why we're qualified to, you know, maybe why you should listen to us. I thought that was somewhat, I kind of giggled when I first heard that. I love, well, you want to know why you should be. I was like, oh, that's what's, again, I loved it because it was just you being real. And I just thought, well, yeah, but on the other hand, if I'm a new person and I don't know, do you guys get tired of me saying podcasting since 2005? I say that every show and I always think if I walked in and said something different, somebody else would be like, he changed the intro. So you never know.
Well, and I think you're right. It gives you credibility. So That's a really good point.
That's why I always tell people it just means I like doing this. I haven't quit yet. You know, I could be doing this since 2005 and still really be awful at it, but it lets people know that not everybody can say I've been podcasting since 2005. So that makes me unique. And so if somebody says, what's different about Dave? I'm like, oh, I've been podcasting since 2005. So, and we all have our own little special niches and you know, with Eric, he's been doing this forever on the radio and not only doing radio, but succeeding at it. And he's been coaching people in radio for a long time. So we all have our own special. And that's one of the great things about you guys. You have such a diverse background. You know, you are authors. You're involved in your church and you're helping business leaders. So to me, I thought that was one of the great things about your show. It's not just a business show. It's not just leadership. So Mr. Johnson, any other final words here as we wrap things up?
Well, the three things that I absolutely love about the show is the fact that it's incredibly focused on a very strong topic and that you guys are really well versed in. The focus on the show was great. I love that about it. I thought the examples that you gave to back up each of the points that you made with each of the points on the lists were great. You gave fantastic examples, which really brought the points to life and showed that it wasn't just theory, that it was actually put to use. And I love the personal style, Anita, that you use when you tell your stories. And it really comes through the speakers and makes it a joy to listen to. I absolutely love that about the show. The three things that I think could serve you well to tweak a little bit is to first define that target, to truly hone in on the one individual that you're talking to. Second, then once we have that figured out, really refine that introduction so it's really pinpoint focused. It's very difficult to write a brief introduction that really hits home. It takes a long time to write a short introduction because you have to write it, edit it, rewrite it, trim it, edit it, rewrite it again until you finally get it down to that 30-second essence of the show. But I think once you define your target, the introduction will kind of start to write itself. And then third, tell your story within the podcast. Give yourself that credibility. Toot your own horn occasionally. Just find different ways to say it and weave it within the show and let people know who you are. And you can do that by telling more stories. Continue to tell those great stories, Anita. Just be a little more open with who you are and what you've done because you have a great resume. Tell people about it. I love that about you. And I didn't hear that come through on the show, and I'd love to hear more of that.
Thank you very much. I will do that.
And from my end, again, I would say troubleshoot your artwork issues. Maybe mm-hmm. think about having that tagline made a little bigger. I would eventually move away from Feedburner. It's not a deal breaker. Just when I'm moving all my stuff away. It's not a matter of, if it's a matter of when Google's probably going to kill that. And look at whatever feed you're sending to Stitcher, because like I said, right now your artwork is missing in Stitcher. And you can add your ID3 tags. It used to be I didn't recommend iTunes for adding your ID3 tags. You just right-click on your file and go get info in iTunes. I didn't used to recommend that because if you tag things in iTunes, it didn't show up on a Windows machine. You can go to PA-Software. There's a I think it's $15 program that works on a Mac. Or are you on a Mac or a PC?
Mac.
Okay, so yeah, go to PA-Software. There's a $15 program. It's super easy to add your tags and get the image in there. And that works on whatever machine people are listening on. And the good news is your website's healthy again. So over the course of doing the show, it's back up and going. The only thing that I thought was interesting, your starting page is an about page, which is good. The only thing that somewhat threw me for a loop is then there's no about page. You know what I mean? It's like I was looking for the word about, and I was like, they don't have an about page.
I knew that about you because you're the about page promoter.
So I don't.
You know, that's going to be, you would say it, but, and you're right. We don't have, because we put it all on the front page, but that is kind of confusing.
Yeah. That's the only thing that it threw me for a loop. And I just thought, that's what I said. Well, that's probably me. Cause that's the first thing I look at is the about page. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm staring at it. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but like I said, you've got all your contact information there, your iTunes links, your Stitcher link, your newsletter link, your Facebook link, SpeakPipe, everything is right there on the top page, along with your Patreon. So if people want to go there. And I like the website. It's you've got a lot of information on there without it being like on top of each other and too cluttered and things like that. So good job on that as well. So any final words from you guys?
Well, on my end, I want to thank both you and Eric for the information. I've took lots of notes. There's nothing I disagree with you on, and we are here to improve for our listeners. And we're going to work on these and make these improvements. And again, thank you for your time and for your review.
I would absolutely agree. I mean, the investment of your time and your energy to do this is tremendous. And we will take this to heart and really work on it. So thank you very, very much.
It was our pleasure. You guys have a great show. We're just trying to tweak it a little bit and polish the edges. But you have a solid foundation. You both have great backgrounds. And the show sounds fantastic. I enjoyed listening to it.
And Eric, where can people find you?
You can always find me online at podcasttalentcoach.com. All the information's right there. And this is what I do.
And one more time, you can find Darren and Anita at engaginglifeandleadership.com. You can find me at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to have your show reviewed, simply go over to podcastreviewshow.com. In the future, next up, we have Monkey Radio. They've been on the show before. They've come back now that they've put into practice some of the suggestions we have. And then after that, we will have Catholic Travel Journal. And of course, you can get your podcast on deck again by going to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Podcast Review Show. Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course, and it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book, and you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon, March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.